שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמרו של בעל הסולם.
Hello everyone, we are learning the article of בעל הסולם, Peace in the World. We've reached the title, The Well-being of a Certain Collective and the Well-being of the Whole World. We'll begin reading. The Well-being of a Certain Collective and the Well-being of the Whole World. Do not be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world. Because indeed, we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.
The problem is that we don't feel this. We're dependent on one another, we feel that. But to such an extent that we need to be concerned of the other and take care of him, because otherwise we will take for us what is necessary to exist, that we don't feel so much. And that's before us. Yeah?
We have proven above that the total subordination of the individual to the collective is like a small wheel in a machine. He draws his life and his happiness from that collective. And therefore, the well-being of the collective and his own well-being are one and the same, and vice versa. Therefore, to the extent that a person is enslaved to himself, he necessarily becomes enslaved to the collective, as we have spoken at length above. And what is the extent of that collective? This is determined by the perimeter of the drawing of the individual from them. For example, in historic times, the perimeter, the distance, was only the perimeter of one family, meaning the individual needed aid only from his own family members. At that time, he had to be subordinate only to his own family. In later times, families gathered into towns and counties, and the individual became enslaved to his town. Later, when the towns and counties joined into states, the individual was supported by all his countrymen for the happiness of his life. Thus, he became enslaved to all the people and the country. Therefore, in our generation, when each person is aided for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary that to the extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world, like a wheel in a machine. Therefore, the possibility of making good, happy, and peaceful conducts in one state is inconceivable when it is not so in all the countries in the world, and vice versa. In our time, the countries are all linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life, as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world, for the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all the individuals the world over. Although this is, in fact, known and felt, still the people in the world have not yet grasped it properly. Why? Because such is the conduct of the development in nature. The act comes before the understanding, and only actions will approve and push humanity forward.
Yeah. He writes about it so nice and smooth almost 100 years ago, in a way that there's nothing to add. Same thing here. That's what's going on. Even though we feel that we're connected and dependent on one another, to understand it in our brain and to feel it in the heart, it's two different things completely. How many suffering and troubles and blows do we have to go through in order to feel that this is how it is? We're connected and dependent on one another. That's still not in our reality.
Moscow 4. Раф, вот здесь Бальсалам пишет о развитии, и как бы мы тоже это наблюдаем сейчас.
Аль-Сулам writes here about the development, and we are also observing such. But in some of the countries, they make an effort to be very independent, not dependent on other countries. Is this
as much as they'll want to do it? All actions that are supposedly to bring people or countries to separate, to distance themselves from others, it'll end by causing them deterioration and shattering, to them losing their forces. And it's not because, let's say, Russia, that they have everything. All forms of nature they have, but they're not connected, and we're going to see it more and more. If they aren't connected in correct connections, and also good connections, meaning not only technology, but also according to an inner relationship, and a heartful connection, so the country won't be able to supply themselves with necessities. And we see how these nations suffer. Okay, Moscow.
Можно уточнить, но в целом понятно, вы много раз об этом говорили.
If maybe to be more precise, as a principle it's understood, you've talked about this a lot, but in order to advance towards spiritual development, so every country in the entire world need to pass through this lack of desire to be in connection with other countries, but this specifically is what's going to advance them to develop, and we can't avoid this development, Rev, right?
Correct.
Kabu 7.
Can't hear you.
The act comes before the understanding.
Ken.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, could you please explain?
All
actions that we learn from. So first comes the action itself, because it takes place by the laws of nature. And from the forces of nature working on us and on our will to receive, here we're not speaking about Kabbalists. We're speaking about the development of the world. So all these actions, when they take place upon us, they bring us to suffering, and from the suffering, we can gradually attain what we're supposed to do in order to not suffer. And then on the way, when we do all these actions, we start understanding that it's not worth to do things in order not for not to suffer, but because they are right actions, because it resembles the law of nature. Our problem is that we don't feel that we are working from within the system of the laws of nature, and we have to keep them because there can't be any other way. It's above us. And as much as we resist that, we will feel worse. And here, it can be anything else. But that is something we don't understand. We think that every time we're going to get wiser from the laws of nature. And you see, one country, second country, a few countries this way, a few countries that way, a different way. So every time they want to determine the process themselves. And obviously that eventually the whole process will break and the whole process will end badly for them and others. That we don't see this whole web of connections between all countries and nations, the way it's working. But that's how it goes. That's why only disseminating the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah that somehow explains the general system, how we are dependent on one another, and how we can also be in mutual help to one another. Only that can save us.
PT3. The example of the family is very felt, and also the example of the world is very understood, but not felt so much. How do we bridge the gap between this and feeling of enslaving to the family and close relatives to the seemingly only understanding in the mind, the disconnection from the emotion of being enslaved to the whole world?
You can either connect it by great global suffering. Let's say, if these blows that we are starting to feel now, the temperature, floods, pandemics, and blows that will be coming of hunger, and so on and so on. Lack of water in a lot of places, drinking water. In this way, we'll feel as much as nature is against us. And from this suffering, we'll get wiser. Because only by the blows, we can get a good mind, a good approach. So that's what's going on. We must understand eventually that we are in a system, a smart system. Let's say a computerized system. The thought of creation is working in it and managing us, conducting us to reach a state that was predetermined, a final good state, that there we are all connected and dependent and think of each other as one family. And we'll have to learn about it through blows.
What's the force of explanation that will bridge the gap between this lack of sensation on the independence? There's an explanation, like Bala Sulam writes here. Can this bridge the gap of the lack of sensation?
Of course. Why is Bala Sulam writing all his books? All of his students would scatter all over the country in order to try and give out his books. And to organize these things in as many places as possible. That was his hope, that by this he can bestow more to the world and sweeten the destiny.
So on one hand, blows, on the other hand, explanation. These are the two vessels, two tools we have, or there's more that we can use to bridge the gap of the lack of sensation?
The Creator has only blows. He doesn't have anything, any other way to calm our ego. And for us, it's by explanation. We will rise to the connection between us, and by this we will sweeten the blows and bring ourselves to an understanding and an awareness and even correct actions in creation.
So there's another means here, which is the connection between us, which is beyond just explanation to the audience, to the public.
Also, the external explanation aims towards connection. Of course.
And what's the connection between this external explanation and the connection between us?
What are we explaining? We're explaining that we're all connected, that we're all under the including law of nature, and it is working upon us, and we don't have any way to prevent blows if we don't perform actions of connection.
And when we connect, how does this concatenate? How does this shorten this connection, disconnection of sensation, the Baal Sulam writes?
People listen. Even though they don't listen in the heart, they listen in their ears. But gradually, our explanation, along with a few blows from the Creator, so all these things start going in into the heart, and in this way we can succeed with our dissemination.
French.
Est-ce que l'attribut de la vérité peut aider à acquérir cette perception du lien qu'il y a entre l'intérêt de chaque personne et l'intérêt des humains du monde entier?
Is the measure of truth allow us to acquire the measure of connection between the benefit of the private versus the general?
Again, Yaakov?
Is the quality of truth, can it help us to acquire this perception, this grasp, that the benefit of the individual is equal to the benefit of the common, the general?
Of course, yes. That's exactly, they're connected together. The individual's benefit and the collective benefit to the truth. Because the truth, emet, that's the name of the Creator, when He appears upon all, so we all connect, and the Creator reveals Himself in us, and we reach the correction. That's already a very exalted state. Kabu 3.
Bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
Can a country keep its sovereignty? By sovereignty, meaning culture, tradition, economy, its own currency. And at the same time, to be connected with the other countries. Toda, Rav.
Of course, like Baal HaSulam writes, that each one can remain in its own religion, in their language, in their mentality. Well, they can't even change it. The main thing is that above it, we will determine the law of love and connection. But except for that, each one has freedom of choice in everything except for love. That must be above us.
PT 26. What you said of the article, what you explained, that person's heart and mouth is not equal, it turns out that we can reach the state of heart and mouth are equal by prayer, is that correct?
Yes.
And how could I help my friends reach this by my prayer on them?
By prayer, an example, and thought. Requesting for them.
But when you say an example, what do you mean?
like we're not even physically together, or
it doesn't matter what physical. When can you do physically? Dance before them? Physically means that you are bestowing upon them from your actions in this world. When you go and disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to strangers, even if they won't come in, they won't know about it, because we today are in a state where everybody is suffering. You won't have enough fingers on your hand in order to count the problems and trouble that humanity feels. Temperatures, floods, pandemic. What else?
Aregash.
Volcanoes. And all kinds of things. Wait. You'll see from this heat, let's see what's going to happen with food and hunger. That's the main thing. Even bread and water won't be enough for the whole world. We are advancing in such a quick way to all kinds of blows that when they all connect together, we'll just see that we're choking. And that's what we need to explain to everybody, that it all depends on the connection between us. And actually, the connection is easy to explain, because if we do it together, obviously we will find all in all, and on all the globe, all kinds of forces and means and conditions that we can help each other and go through this stage. This negative, crucial state. It is possible to explain this to people. And it's not worth waiting until it really happens in practice. Let's start doing it now.
One more question. Is it also true that our dissemination is also dependent on our connection, how much we make an effort and work on it, our success in connection, in the force of nullification?
Yes.
Muy buenos días, Raf. Raf, el hecho de que no...
Good morning, Raf.
Hay amigos de diferentes naciones, desde Israel, todo Suramérica.
In our ten, there are people from all sorts of countries: Israel, Spain, South America, Cuba.
Hacia la humanidad, de cómo unirse.
And we're united above differences. Can this be an example for humanity of how to connect?
Could be, yes, partially, because you are all very close to one another, even that you are called different countries. It's still the same language, it's the same mentality, you could say, and that's why the world doesn't really view you as separate different countries. The world sees you as similar to one another. You could say that it's almost the same nation, just throughout life it was divided and became a bit different from one another. That's why it can be an example that you're connecting. But do it. Do everything possible. Obviously, in your area in South America, you can do great work, which is actually half a billion people that live in one language, close in mentality, and it's really good. I felt it a few times that there's a connection between you, an inner connection, an inner understanding. PT 8. Rav, today there's a big tendency of globalization. A lot of people feel that they're people of the world. They don't identify with their state or city. Why is it not enough? Why do they also need our explanation?
I don't understand what you're saying. They want to work together. They want to connect. They want to care for one another. I don't feel it and I don't hear about it. This that they don't feel the borders between them. That's how it is egoistically easier for them, more comfortable, not more. We're talking about not just nullifying the borders. We're talking about connection between all of us that will begin, let's say now, from the blows of nature that are getting closer and sitting on us more and more in a manner that's more and more global. That we, under these blows of nature, that we'll feel ourselves belonging to one earth, that this is our country, that we are one nation, humanity, that is the nation, and so on. This we need.
The globalists say that the earth is suffering because we weren't able to unite in preventing fires, as thinking as a world. But every country was thinking of themselves. And this way the world will crumble. They're saying this. What are we adding upon that?
We're adding to them the method of connection, that according to our method, if we will rise above our ego to the benefit of humanity in its entirety, in this we're drawing upon ourselves absolutely the upper, light, upper force of nature, and this force makes all the change that is necessary for the good. That's it. I don't think that there is anything similar to the method of Kabbalah, to raise man above his private will to receive to the general collective desire. That's it. PT6.
Continuing the friend's questions in the Bala Sulam text we read, I want to ask about levels of development. According to laws of nature, what are we advancing towards? That every state will close itself inside itself, and the necessary state will be to connect between countries, or will countries go and blend with one another into one nation?
We're going to be here in a great split between what is in the field, between what it's desirable. Everyone will understand that all the borders and the differences needs to occur here on one hand. On the other hand, that we won't be able to realize breaking these borders without taking care of our ego.
A person living today correctly has to take care or take into consideration of all the nations of the world.
Yes, he needs to take into consideration all the citizens of the world, truly everyone. And such only he can cause good to the world and good for himself. No choice.
So what's the role of the country if the thinking is becoming global?
Countries will be nullified or cancelled. There's nothing worse than that, than the isolated nations opposing one another. Of course, that is the worst possible thing. These egoistic governments. Look what's happening. How much each and every one, every government operates for the bad of its own nation and for the end of the world entirety. Every government. There is no more egoistic organization than the government of each and every country.
According to the root, there aren't nations, division into nations, to separate from one another?
Yes, but it's being nullified. It will nullify. You see also that nations are beginning to all mix up together. The main thing is the governments.
Next subtitle. In practical life, the four attributes contradict one another.
These four attributes, truth, mercy, justice and peace, they're all different, opposing. How do we connect them as one in order to reach the peace of the world? Yes.
The above practical difficulties which disturb us helpless people on our way are not enough. We have in addition and a further mix-up and great battle regarding psychological predispositions. That is, the attributes themselves within each and every one of us individually are unique and contradictory to one another. For the four above attributes, mercy, truth, justice, and peace, which are divided in the nature of people, whether by development or by rearing, are in and of themselves contradictory to one another. If we take, for example, the attribute of mercy in its abstract form, we find that its government contradicts all other attributes. Meaning that by the laws of the rule of mercy, there is no place for the appearance of the other attributes in our world. What is the attribute of mercy? Our sages defined it, what is mine is yours, and what is yours, chassid, having the quality of mercy. And if all the people in the world were to behave by this quality, it would cancel all the glory of the attribute of truth and judgment. For if each and every one were naturally willing to give everything he had to others and take nothing from another, then the whole interest in lying to one another would disappear. Also, it would be irrelevant to discuss the quality of truth, since truth and falsehood are relative to one another. If there were no falsehood in the world, there would be no concept of truth. Needless to say, all the other attributes, which came only to strengthen the attribute of truth, because of its weakness, would be canceled. Truth is defined by the words, what is mine, and what is yours. This contradicts the attribute of mercy and cannot altogether tolerate it, since in truth it is unjust to labor and strain for another, since besides failing his friend and accustoming him to exploit others, truth dictates that every person should treasure his own assets for the time of need, so he will not have to be a burden on his fellow man. Moreover, there is not a person without relatives and heirs that in truth should come before others. So nature dictates, and one who gives his property to others lies to his relatives and heirs by not leaving them anything. Also, peace contradicts justice, because to make peace in the public, there must be conditions that by content promise, the nimble and the smart, which invest their energy and wisdom to become rich, and the negligent and naive to be poor. Hence, he who is more energetic takes his share and the share of his negligent friend and enjoys such a good life that there is not enough left for the negligent and the naive to merely provide for their necessary livelihood. Hence, they remain completely bare and destitute in many ways. It is certainly unjust to punish the negligent and naive so harshly for no evil. For what is their sin, and what is the crime of those wrenched people if Providence did not grant them the agility and acumen that they should be punished with torments harsher than death? Thus, there is no justice whatsoever in the conditions of peace. Thus, the peace contradicts justice, and justice contradicts peace. For if we order the division of property justly, meaning give the negligent and the naive a substantial portion of the part of the nimble and the energetic, then these powerful and initiating people will certainly not rest until they overthrow the government that enslaves the great and energetic ones and exploits them for the favor of the weak. Therefore, there is no hope for peace of the collective. Thus, justice contradicts peace.
Yes, he writes about this very nicely and really convincing. He can convince everyone with this that you cannot reach peace in the world. You can't. This is how we're built. Each one in himself and each one with respect to the others, that it cannot be that we will reach some balance between us. Never. And the truth is, to begin with, we need to understand that it is arranged such by the Creator that we will need Him, that we'll ultimately desire to reach Him, to draw Him to this, that just like He created the world, He should correct it. And then it will occur. Is that clear? And so, even in all these tendencies, as these four attributes, mercy, truth, justice, peace, it's not worthwhile for us to get into them and to incorporate in them. It's not going to give us anything. We only need to understand then what are we truly dependent on, because to change these qualities, we cannot. What can we do in order that these qualities will change and complete one another in us? Not that we're changing them as if we understand what to do inside ourselves, rather that they shall change by that same force of nature, the same law of nature, determined from above. We are yet to talk about this.
French. Quel est le lien entre la vérité de ce qui est à moi et ce qui est à toi, et la vérité du Créateur qui semble être opposée? S'agit-il de différentes profondeurs du désir de vérité?
What's the connection between my measure of truth of mine is mine, yours is yours, or the Creator that it seems opposite? Are there different degrees of the truth?
That's according to the two approaches, the egoistic approach and the altruistic approach. What's mine is mine, is what's yours is yours. It's very nice. You'll hear this in every court and everything. Right. And what's yours is yours, and what's mine is yours. That's according to the law of bestowal.
PT 35.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. You said everyone has to rise above his individual desire to the common desire. What is the common desire we have to aim all humanity towards?
The general desire that we shall see ourselves truly as one man and one heart. Just like the upper providence manages us, that we are one body, will to receive, that must gradually, in different times, yes, but ultimately reach connection between us to connection with the upper force, the source of the light, of fulfillment. That's actually the process that we need to learn and explain to all of humanity how much humanity may understand that there is a unique form of correction here, even though we won't really understand or be able to truly perform something, nonetheless, it will already be tied, to the upper system. And that's very important, even in a little bit. That's how they'll feel.
How can we explain this? How to pass this onward?
Bala Sulam explains, but in easier manner, in smaller portions, in relation to what humanity is going through currently, with these blows, if you would join to these blows, the explanation of the Kabbalist here and there, you're beginning to show them the method of correction, the ability to exit the blows.
Belarus.
Eventually, we have to reach mercy that mine is yours and yours is yours, right? Yes. Rav, we didn't hear your answer to Belarus. Rav, no, he asked the question that we have to reach balance, and I said yes. Yeah, because we don't hear you usually when you talk over the translation. Okay, Kiev 3.
Yeah, I only said one line.
Вот говорится, что про созидателей, что они ищущие милости и справедливости, которые готовы отказаться от своего ради других, чтобы спасти.
It was said that those who search for the building of the world are ready to give up on themselves, or there's a coward and the naive that.
Of course, as such, whoever gives. He gives because he's afraid. He's willing to give everything he has and just in order to protect himself. That's how it's written. Everything a person has, he will give in order to save himself. That's our nature.
What should we reach?
We need to reach a state that we understand that the good future of the world depends only on connection. And then the world will lack nothing. There won't be all these blows that we feel now, and more blows that we are yet to reveal them. We need to reveal the ten blows. 10 blows. I don't know how much we're revealing now or how we're counting them, but in the framework
also of the entire world, more or less. Do you understand what we're talking about? I haven't talked about this before so much, but just understand what it's called, this exiting of Egypt. Just like it was then in Egypt, that there was these blows on the will to receive, blood, frogs, lice, you know, the 10 blows, right? And then they said, enough, we don't want anymore, we flee, run away from Egypt, despite that there was all good there, but these blows are insufferable. Yes? And now, when we're in the general common Egypt, because we're in the final and whole of correction, and then we will all feel the blows. And so we need to prepare ourselves. And these blows are already beginning to appear. It's just the beginning. And we are not yet so much worried that this can expand with all its force and might and intensity and the whole global measure. So we need to explain to all of humanity that it shall have some explanation. Why we're suffering, where it's coming from, by what we can shorten these blows, make them smaller, and what to do.
Yes.
Can we say that the cowardness, that the
No, entirely not. This, that we're afraid of the blows, that's not called that we're afraid of the Creator. That's not called fear of the Creator. Entirely not. Fear of the Creator comes to me from a very high state, that I want to be in fear from the Creator because I raise Him as the upper. And that's how I hold Him, appreciate Him. Not because of the beastly fear that I receive some blows here on the earth, but because of the fear that I won't be able to bestow to Him contentment. This is entirely different.
Meaning,
yes, from the corporeal blows that go the Passover of my beast, I need, by the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, by explanation, to reach other blows. But without the corporeal blows, I won't pay attention. I won't notice the explanation of the Kabbalists.
Thank you.
So what's happening here? PT 5.
In one paragraph before the end, he wrote that the conditions for peace is that the nimble will be negligent and that the poor will... I don't understand what he was saying.
He writes actually that the world is receiving all these different extreme forms. It's enough for us to see, even now. You'll see when these pandemics will pass one by one by one, how much there will remain individuals with millions. I don't know what they're going to do with that. And the millions and millions of people will remain with truly nothing almost in their pockets.
That's just clear. I mean, he explained the mercy very nice and the truth very nice. And also justice is clear. We have to take care of others, but the peace, I don't understand this definition. In order to make peace in the public, we need to take the existing... The nimble want to be rich and the naive want to be poor. I don't understand why this is a condition for peace in the collective. Maybe I don't understand in what he writes.
Maybe you think like some socialist, some leftist, that if you'll divide everything up to everyone, that'll be okay?
No, I just think it won't bring peace. People will jump in the end, but let's ask differently. What's the definition of peace? Mercy, I understand. Truth and justice, even intuitively, I understand. What is peace?
Peace is wholeness. Peace is wholeness. It's the name of the Creator that sits upon the created beings. We'll go over more of this. You see, we're not done yet. There are more passages that we need to go over. And maybe later we'll go over them again. Because this article is a very, very unique article. We will talk a lot about this article in the future, because peace in the world is the biggest problem.
Can I ask two of?
Can?
I wanted to scrutinize. You told Dudi before that man needs to take all the citizens of the world into consideration, the whole state of the global world, and that countries will be canceled. That was really strange to hear.
Why?
Because we know when he writes that we don't eradicate anything from nature and we have to keep the individuality, but just complete things and turn it into good. What do you mean countries will cancel?
It's not saying that the connection will be nullified, canceled, but that the differences, the borders, limitations, they will be canceled. That each one will feel himself, I don't know, let's say like now, the pandemic, no floods, fires, right, that are revealed, we're all at fault, we're all dependent on one another, and such, that doesn't connect us above the borders of the countries. Of course it does, right? So what are we going to do? In order to stop the pandemic, not like, that we're still playing around with it, who yes and who not, rather, truly, in a more serious form that we will yet see, we won't have any other choice. We will connect among ourselves above borders.
That's clear, Rav. Also, that nature is pushing us into more cooperations that are bigger and broader between countries. That's clear too, but I don't understand what it means that all these governments and countries will be annulled. What, we have to reach a state that there's one big government for the whole world?
Why not? Just like the Creator is one, and we don't need more. We too, in the world, need only one mechanism. Let's say the Sanhedrin, the court of Kabbalists that once was.
What about the individuality of each and every nation?
Even now, you have in each and every country many groups that are different. And so what? It doesn't bother them to exist together. The main thing that these groups in every country feel, that they're connected, that they operate, that they even serve one another. Why not? I don't understand. What's the benefit of the countries? Today, the connection between the nations so much are such that the borders between the countries don't really play much of anything. Why do these borders exist? In order that the governments will make money off it, will benefit off it. In sum total, what's the benefit? What's the use? There's a few people who benefit from it.
Clear. So we're speaking about a way of management, no more than that.
Yes, of course. Okay, we only have Kiev one and only unique.
Спасибо, что разрешили спросить. Вопрос от десятки.
Thanks for letting me ask. Question from the ten. People still don't feel that the benefit of society is their own benefit. How, as we can, Bnei Baruch, build ourselves in a way that we can give them the feeling?
Yes, you need to think how to talk to people. But of course, I think today, I think that today already most human beings understand that the future of the world is dependent on the nullification of the borders and the hate between everyone, nullification of all the weaponization. Otherwise, we're getting close to world war. And of course, nobody wants that. There are such groups that want, yes, but they don't want the war itself, but rather what they can benefit from the war. But this won't happen. It won't happen. Okay, friends, we're going to end here. What Niv wants to ask there? Yes?
Thank you. The question is, what is the right way to use those attributes that exist now in the transition? Meaning the transitional period, on one hand, it's clear we have to go to a state, as you were saying now, of annulling borders and so on. But we know that we can't just jump and erase what exists. So how do we use these attributes that are there right now to the ideal state we're striving towards?
We will yet talk about this. Not very simple, and I can't talk anymore right now. Okay? Let's leave it for tomorrow. And, Oven?
Could I say something that isn't about the study, but it's important?
Okay.
There's a problem that we can't solve for months. When you hear a question in Russian, because you hear it directly, the rest of the people that don't hear in Russian, no matter what language they do listen in, if they don't listen to the Russian, they can't hear the translation of the question, and they can't hear the beginning of your answer. Do you think we can solve this anyway? Because for now, it's not being solved.
Okay, but it's a problem that... Here, they placed before me this small little red light, and it's supposed to light up whenever the translation is not done yet, but I don't think it's working properly. That's one thing. The other thing, let them play something that stands out here, stands maybe right here in front of me or something. Maybe we can do it this way. I am ready for anything. But if it bothers, it bothers students' reception. That's the most important thing for me. You understand that. That's it. So please let them fix it.
Thank you. Today's schedule. At 10 a.m., there'll be a program, The World, with the Rav, and then 10:35, reporters meeting, and we'll end with a song.
Together we can change the future. Life is a dream, sorrow and tears. שתתאחד נציאה.